Aaron Real, I thought you were on earlier, NBC News Radio national correspondent. I spent 5 minutes talking about Ryan Reynolds and Mint Mobile and T-Mobile, and he might be an imminent owner of the Ottawa Senators in the National Hockey League. He is one celebrity where I think acting is the side hustle, and he's a pretty sharp business person. Take it away, Aaron.
You're right. He also has a Welsh soccer team, and I'm sorry, man, this St. Paddy's Friday, everything's up in the air. Everything's going, but he's actually not the only one, and this is kind of the story that we're working on here. I did a deep dive into how many celebrities have created this quote-unquote side hustle, but the fact of the matter is their side hustle is wildly lucrative. It's no longer when you see a celebrity, you know, hawking peanut butter, you think, oh boy, they've fallen on tough times. No, they made the peanut butter, they sourced it from a great ethical place, and they are walking all the way to the bank. It's the new thing. But I think the modus operandi now is a booze company. You've seen so many people have so much wealth. Actually, yeah. Ryan Reynolds himself, speaking of this guy, who's a great businessman, he sold his gin brand, Aviation, to Diageo. It was a deal worth up to $610 million.
Wow.
I know. This was 3 years ago. So he actually made more. Go
George,
ahead, please.
George Clooney. Look at what he did on his, was it tequila?
Yep, exactly. Casamigos. He made $700 million. I mean, that's rich by any metric. And then you have Jay-Z. He sold a cognac brand and a champagne brand, one to Bacardi, one to LVMH. And there's many, 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 many more. But I think what's also interesting is if you look at the Rihannas of the world. So she has a net worth now of $1.4 billion. She is the second wealthiest woman in the world after Oprah. And this came from her Fenty beauty brand. She owns 50%. Wow. LVMH owns the other 50. I know. And then a lingerie subsidiary of that is actually worth 270. This, again, Gwyneth Paltrow, she has the Goop lifestyle brand. Lover or hater, mm-hmm. Slapping all the way to the bank because you're buying. And then Jennifer Lopez, Bethany Frankel, Kate Hudson has an athletic brand. Sarah Jessica Parker has a shoe brand. And I think the celebrities, if you will, that are the best at this are the Kardashians. Boy, did they parlay reality television show into so much. Well, I just can't believe it.
I think the Kardashians remind me of Paris Hilton, you know, famous for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just like famous for being a Kardashian. I mean, it's just like, what did they make her do? But good for them. But, you know, I'm also seeing some celebrities wanting to get out of the spotlight. Ironically, you know, they kind of use it to do this, and good for them. I'm a free market, pro-market person. But then some people, like a Ryan Reynolds, he may drift away from, he may not even care about future roles because he might get so into business stuff. J-Dog was serious. He might be a key player in buying the Ottawa Senators of the National Hockey League. I mean, he may not even want to go on the big screen anymore.
It's very possible. And frankly, with this much money, he doesn't have to. If he's not passionate about it and doesn't enjoy it, he doesn't really have to do anything
he doesn't want to do. he could start his own production company and own it.
Actually, it was so funny. These Mint Mobile ads all came from his production company. And I think it goes back to the individual. You know, you can, like you said, there's a shelf life to celebrity a lot of the time. And if you think about the ultimate shelf life, it's models. And that's very, very short. But you can look at someone like Heidi Klum, who parlayed, yes, she's beautiful and was a successful model, but she had this wildly successful television show, Project Runway, that was then licensed in many, many countries. And she, yes, a lot of these celebrities, they're on third base already, but a lot of people are on third base and don't make it all the way home. And the ones that
I was just going to say, Aaron, you just went through a great list of about a dozen great examples, but you know there's about 90 or 100 that flashed out, bought a restaurant, bought a chain, went under, you know, not, you, we're highlighting the Tom Brady's of this world, if you will, in what we just went through. They're the, more often, I hate to say it, the exception, not the rule.
Oh, for sure. And this has always been around, but it seems to, both with the internet and social media, they seem to have more control over what they're hawking nowadays, and they own the product. So it's just a change in tenor, but yeah, it's a new world.
Right. Thank you, Aaron Real, NBC News Radio national correspondent.